Hi fans, it's Mistress Erica from Intelligent Phone Fantasy here. Pride Month is almost over and I realize I haven't said a word about it. And you'd think an open-minded kink mistress would be all over that subject all month long, right? Well, I am. Every day. With everything I am and I do, I support those who have found themselves discriminated against, bullied, harassed, and even worse, basically just for being themselves. How horrific is that? Imagine waking up tomorrow in a world that doesn't accept you for who you are. Imagine waking up in a world where your very safety and life are in danger just for being who you are. Yes, I let that sink in for a moment. Because it could happen. The world and society and cultures have evolved over thousands, millions of years. And in each culture, in each society, there are behaviors that are scorned and frowned upon. And they change. The Greeks accepted homosexuality. They practiced it routinely. Earlier in our history, a woman not wearing a dress or showing her ankles, they were scorned. They were discriminated against. They were treated unfairly for being who they are, for what they desired, or wearing what they wished. So it could be that tomorrow you wake up and your lifestyle, whatever that may be, is deemed wrong. The only way to avoid that is to evolve. For our cultures and our societies to evolve to a place where we tolerate and respect our differences. We are not shunned, scorned, maimed, or murdered because of them. Some other thoughts that I have on sexuality and gender identity speaks to what I just mentioned. In the past couple thousand years, cultures and religions taught us how to behave so we can look favorably upon the group, to be accepted into a kingdom of everlasting life, or yada, 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 or whatever the teachings are. But those teachings excluded homosexuality. And in the timeline of human evolution, those rules are kind of late in the game. Because homosexuals and homosexuality isn't something new. We all know that. We've been taught that for many, many years. So instead of talking about why we should accept homosexuality, why we should accept transgender, why we should accept anyone of difference, it's because it could affect you as well. What I'm here today is talking about tolerance. It is easy to say, but difficult to assume and to behave with tolerance. In some ways, I understand humans' knee-jerk reaction to things that are different. Humans are meant to be social creatures and we run in packs. Without the group and pack, there was grave danger for our ancestors. Compared to the majority of predators, our frail bodies just couldn't compare to theirs. So fitting in and being a valued member of the social group was necessary for your survival. If the group looked unfavorably towards you, you might be shunned, which would actually be a death sentence for you. So our brains adapted to a group-is-all mentality. We evolved into animals needing to please or at least be accepted into the group. So if you follow that through, anything different was to be feared. For what if the group didn't accept it? What would happen to you if you did? We've always looked to the group for guidance. Yet for all of our developments and evolving, we might think we've done over the past few million years, that group dynamic is still very much important to humans. But I suggest that it's time now in our evolution to use our brain, and our ability to recognize difference isn't necessarily bad. And without difference, none of us would be here. We are all different. It's only a matter to what degree. It's time for us to use our critical brains to question and validate, or not, our communities or religious teachings and ask ourselves, how does that change my life? How does a male who wants to have intimate relations with other males change you or your life personally? What difference does it make to you and your ability to provide for your family if Jane down the street used to be John? The fact is, it doesn't. Accepting that is the first step towards tolerance. It doesn't matter who John likes to sleep with. It doesn't matter unless you make it matter. Homosexuality and gender identity have been around since the dawn of humans. It is time some worried only about themselves, their impact, and legacy, and stop worrying about things that make no difference to them. Life is short. Don't spend time on hating. Your life will be that much more rich when filled with love, tolerance, and then respect for all creatures around you. For Pride Month and every month. Until we chat, this is Erica, supporting you and your sexuality 24/7, 365. Be well.